Although I have heard about TM in the past, I'm not clear what TM is exactly. Is it quiet thinking, prayer, a form of self-hypnosis? Is it hard to do? Would Maharshi define it and explain how it works?
TM, you can have one more new word to just to enjoy about it. Timely management. Timely management. You want to manage the day? Do TM in the morning. You want to manage the night, very peaceful and all that, then you meditate in the, you practice TM in the evening. And TM, technically, transcendental meditation. And transcendental meditation, transcendental means something that transcends all boundaries. Transcends all boundaries of space and time. Transcends all boundaries of thinking process. Because a thought moves. A thought moves from gross to the subtle and rises from subtle to the gross. Transcendental meditation is fixing of the mind to slide down automatically to the unmanifest field. This is self-referral consciousness. Referral consciousness. That unity consciousness. Unity consciousness. This peace government is the government on that level of peace government. Peace government. That is why it will be fruitful, it will be useful, it will be fulfilling to every level of consciousness. There are 7 states of consciousness. Ordinarily, people live 3 states of consciousness. Waking consciousness, dreaming consciousness, sleeping consciousness. Transcendental meditation is the 4th state of consciousness. Pure consciousness. Transcendental consciousness. Which is cosmic consciousness. Which is God consciousness. Feeling the presence of God. Seeing the creation of God. Thinking all thoughts, all actions, all behavior in the light of God. This is God consciousness and unity consciousness. Unity consciousness as if you have gone on the top floor. Other state of consciousness, you are rising. And now unity consciousness on the top floor. We have created this global country of world peace administration worthy of the people in unity consciousness. And now the science and technology minister of the global country of world peace, Dr. Hagelin, a noted leader scientist in the world, he has practically established this concept of government on a very concrete level, that just a few people, only a few groups here and there and there and there, and the world will be in peace forever. So this peace government will be the government to satisfy every level of consciousness, whether the people are waking, dreaming, sleeping, and all the 7 states of consciousness, this will be suitable for all states of consciousness. Because peace is a reality which is pervading all levels of evolution. All levels of evolution, peace is pervading. That is the effectiveness of natural law. And that is why natural law is most economical. The world economy has to have natural law guided world economy. Politics has to be guided by unifying value of peace, which is pervading every level of evolution, every level of evolution. And the whole knowledge is so beautifully complete in its theory and so marvelously complete in its practical application, in its practice. So we'll have a very beautiful time for the world, beautiful time for the world.
This question is meditation for the elderly. There is an old saying that you can't teach an old dog new tricks, that you can't teach new things to an older person whose mind is set in old habit patterns. My question is about the influence of transcendental meditation on senior citizens. Can an older person learn to meditate and gain its benefits, even higher consciousness? Or is meditation and enlightenment primarily for younger people?
If younger people achieve that, throughout life they enjoy it. Elder people, when they do it, the life to enjoy is limited. But everyone is completely open to this thing, and it's not a new thing, you know. Throughout life, whatever age, one always wanted to have more and more and more and more and more and more. In experiencing transcendental meditation, one only moves in the direction of more and more of happiness, more and more of peace. So this is nothing new to be trained. That is why, whether an old man or a new man or whatever, he succeeds in experiencing bliss within himself. It's not a new thing. Experience of transcendental meditation is only in the same direction of wanting to have more and more and more and more, and you transcend and you have transcendental consciousness, which is more than the most. Unlimited. So, whether old or new doesn't matter. As long as the body is there and the mind is there, transcendental meditation is there to bring fulfillment. And fulfillment will be when the total natural law is engaged to fulfill the desire. This results from the practice of transcendental meditation. The whole thing is very simple, uncomplicated, and equally suited to all, whatever it is. It is blissful for life. Blissful to life.